Anytime you get a chance to face adversity on your first drive, on your first drives as a team, you see how we react to it, and I believe we did well. We definitely didn't get stopped by them. We stopped ourselves. The offensive line did great, you know. They were pretty vanilla. They didn't throw too much at us. But at the end of the day, it feels good to play against another team. Like, you could just see the excitement in everybody's eyes. You could see that we were not tired of playing against each other, but we were ready to play against another squad.
You certainly don't have to force it to Mike Evans this year with all the reps that
he got yet. You still find him 4 times. Yeah, Mike Evans is one of the best receivers in the game. So, when the ball comes his way, he's going to get it. And I'm not going to shy away from throwing him the ball at all.
Was it the coverage that dictated with Pac-Man over there that you wanted to try to fades
twice? It really was just the box count. I wanted to throw some fades on him. I wish we could have got at least one call, but we got to connect on that. Me and Mike, we chatted up about this. There's no way that we can allow ourselves to be stopped from 2 yards in the end zone. It just was fun. It was more than the weapons. It was just fun. It was fun to be out there with the offensive line and them telling me, hey, Jameis, I got your back. You know what I'm saying? We out here together. It was fun to be out there with OJ and Cameron Brate lined up and Mike Evans and Sean Jackson on the other side. It was fun to be out there with all the guys. We really cherish this moment because, like I say, we've been in camp for 2 weeks practicing against each other every single day. And now we get a chance to go and compete against another team. And that's what football is all about, being able to compete at a high level and execute.
Sean and OJ will get theirs, needless to say, but your familiarity with Mike, with Cameron, with Hump, that kind of came to play tonight, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Adam Humphries is always going to be our silent assassin, man. He's so good. He's so detailed, and he always finds a way to get open. Me being the type of quarterback that I am, I will not discriminate of getting anybody who needs the ball.
Anything else?
Thank you.